living entities in one way and other living entities in another way. The truth is that every living entity has a certain desire, and the Supreme Lord gives him a chance to fulfill it. The best course, therefore, is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to his desire. One who does so is liberated. Bhavaya nashaya cha karma kartum shokaya mohaya sada bhayaya sukhaya dukkhaya cha deha yogam avyakta dishtam janatanga dhatte. My dear Priyavrata, by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities accept different types of bodies for birth and death, activity, lamentation, illusion, fear of future dangers, and happiness and distress. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva danottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayumudhirayet nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki yam swanubhavam akilam shutisaramekam adhyat madipamatiti tirshatam tamundham samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam tam vyasa sunum upayami gurum muninam mukham karuti vachalam phalgum langayate girim tatkripatamaham bande shri gurundinatarine vanchakalpatrupyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Bande Balopiyatanugrahattarenna Namata Graha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I would like to thank all devotees for giving us wonderful opportunity to speak about Krishna. To speak about Krishna and to remember Krishna, this is a great fortune and great benefit which we can get in this human form of life. In fact, the opportunity to be amongst devotees is the only prayer which heartfelt desire of all Vaishnavas, to be with devotees. Tadira charani seva bhakta sanivas janane janane hoi eya bilas. So, by being with devotees we can remember Krishna. Manas smareta supater gunam ste grinita vak karma karavatu gaya. So, by being with devotees we can get manas smareta, so we can easily remember Krishna. So, I am very grateful that we were given chance to speak about Krishna. And in particular verse, it is explained that all of us, we came to this material world, and there is only one reason. To experience this fear of being in this material world, specifically due to sense enjoyment, three things happen. And they specifically mention three words mentioned here, shukaya, mohaya and bhaya, sada bhayaya. This fear arises due to desire and joy in this material body. And as Srimad Bhagavatam explains in 11th canto, it is explained that bhayam dvitiya binivesha tasyat ishat api tasya viparyayo smritihi tanmayayo bhuta abhajittam bhaktaikayesham gurudeva tatma. So also formula given how to get out from this fear. In fact, all Srimad Bhagavatam given to us as a tool how to get out from this material world and become free from all this shoka moha bhayapaha. So, in particular situation we can see that Priyavrata, he underwent severe tapasya austerities. He got instructions from his spiritual master Narada Muni. And then he became detached from all this material existence, seemingly. And then here another authority comes, And Lord Brahma tells him, you know what? You simply give up all this nonsense, come back and enjoy life. It's quite contradictory. Prithivi Akash, as they say in Hindi. It's just splitting. It's totally not matching with each other. From one side, we hear that we have to become Vairagya Vidyanija Bhakti Yoga. We have to become, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityaja. We usually say that Bhagavad Gita's essence, Gita Sarv Gita Namme, Gita. If you can speak Gita, 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 Gita. So we have to renounce everything. But here we see the instruction, you can come back to Grihastha life and enjoy life full speed. So it's very bewildering, and Parikshit Maharaj want to clarify these things. In fact, a little bit further, Lord Brahma, he will be speaking to Prayavrata because he detected. He said that Arabdham Asan Abhimana Shunyaha. Abhimana Shunyaha. You have to become free from Abhimana. Ahankara Vimulatma Kartahamati Manyate. Sometimes we can become proud, not only by having opulence, but we can become proud also by renunciation. We are such a big Tyagi Vairagi. We know many examples. One of them, what comes to my mind is like Gadadhara Pandit. He was such a renunciate, personal assistant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then when he was told, okay, I have a very great devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He's such a nice Vaishnava. Okay, show me. And Mukunda went to take him, and he showed him Pundarik Vidyanidhi. As we remember, he was sitting with great opulence and oil over the hair, and he was sitting in great golden pots, and he was getting chamaras and chewing pan. So somewhat it crosses the mind of Gadadhar. How is this great devotee? He is such an opulent fellow, you know, how he can become detached like us? But then, that mentality was understood, and Mukunda spoke one wonderful shloka. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jigabtaya payetat asadvi kim labdvi gatim datri uchitam datunyam kim vadayalam saranam rajema. He spoke about the putana who got the position of dhatri, of the mother practically, in spiritual world, though she came to kill Krishna. And by hearing that shloka itself, Pundarik Vidyanidhi behold ho gaya. He became completely mad. He scattered everything, he fell down. And then Gadadhar Pandit, he realized how foolish he was. And he was unconscious for many hours. Different symptoms manifested. So etc. etc. We cannot judge things only externally. Very often people thinking that renunciation means Hare Krishna, Hare Rama hona, sannyasi hona chahiye na. So they become Hare Krishna means sannyasi, tyagi, vairagi, mahamandaleshwar, you have to go to Gufa. And everybody actually afraid to chant Hare Krishna. All this become Hare Krishna means I have to become sannyasi, yogi. But in fact, that's not true. I wanted just to touch the topic to discuss what actually real renunciation according to scripture. And to understand that, we have to surrender. Srila Prabhupada, in fact, he explains Guru Deva Tatma. Guru Deva Tatma. We have to accept spiritual master as life and soul and worshipable deity. Interesting, if you want to understand the subject matter, understand. We have to stand under. Understand. To stand under someone. In fact, I like very much description when Narada Muni explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj in 7th Canto Bhagavatam that how we have to overcome influence of three modes of material nature. How we can overcome the greed, how we can overcome lust by making solid plans and firm determination, how we can overcome many, many, many qualities, he said, unwanted desires in our heart. Ultimately, how we can overcome Rajaguna and Tamoguna, Rajotamo Bhava. Because all these bodies are ultimately made out of ప్రకృతి క్రియమనే త్రిగుణమయ ప్రకృతి త్రిగుణమయ శక్తి అండ్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ద అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ గుణాస్ ఇన్ అవర్ బాడీస్ బాడీస్ హ్యావ్ 8,400,000 టైప్స్ అండ్ సూన్ అస్ అవర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ గోస్ అప్ ఆర్ డౌన్ సో ఇట్స్ వెరీ వెరీ ఫ్లెక్సిబుల్ వీ కెన్ వి ఆర్ ఎర్నింగ్ అవర్ న్యూ బాడీస్ yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tat tat prapti kalevaram so the same body we can get whatever consciousness we are developing in fact other day we were discussing was one devotee he said that whatever we do whatever we remember whatever website we are looking whatever think thoughts coming to our mind creates our destiny and I was mentioning yesterday many people watching this advertisement and they thinking you know nothing will happen but he was very cleverly joking see after the break ande ho sande ho mande ho sab log khao anda tab ho jayega thanda jab yamaraj marega danda people are thinking about their future tate vidushwartha gatim hi vishnum durasaya hi bahirathamanina andhayan thandarupaniyamana sthiti satantra mrudam nibanda they are not thinking what happened Nashta drishtih. Shreyasi nashta drishtih. So the shreyas means future benefit. They don't know this. And for the sake of sense enjoyment, as Prabhupada explains here, we came to material world just to get material enjoyment. What kind of material enjoyment? Anyunya vairak sukha lesha hetuhu ananta dukkham chanaveda mudha. They're suffering so much for the sake of just drop of enjoyment. Sukhalesha, ananta dukham, unlimited suffering is going on. And what's most interesting thing, they don't even understand this. Chana veda mudhaha. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, what if there is no hell? Agar narak nahi hai to, what if there is no hell, what will you do? Srila Prabhupada said, well, even if there is no hell, in case, if there is no hell, we have funny life anyway, nacho gao khao, we are dancing from morning time. You tell me, who is dancing from 4 o'clock morning? Unless they are drunkard. They are dancing at night time, but people wake up. I remember in Russia, people were surprised. These people, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock morning, Guru Puja, they are already dancing. You're supposed to sleep this time. Or 4 o'clock morning, Mangalarati, 4:30, they dancing. So Prabhupada said, this is our entertainment. Nacho gao khao. So that's why we have very nice life anyway. And if there is no hell, still we have funny life. But my question to you, Mr. Reporter, if there is hell, what are you going to do? Because hell is there, whether you believe or not. And when living entity comes, you know, and then Chitragupta, you know, secret photo. Chitra means photo, Gupta means secret. Pura movie, making movie, actually real movie. And then when he comes in Pitriloka in Trantya Maharaj, in 3 nimeshas, you know nimesha, blinking of the eye, in 3 nimesha, hamara file nikalte hain, ting. And then he comes, reading, it takes only 3 nimeshas to judge living entity. Because big line. So and then, bum, 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 body of the horse, and go down. So our consciousness becoming upar niche age piche, we are traveling, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi jatani jatareshainam, so many lifetimes. As George Harrison used to say, so many, after so many lives of crying, we have to learn the art of dying. So what is that art? What we have to do at the moment of death? It's interesting enough, Guru Deva Tatma, very nice realization that Krishna, in 7th canto, after explaining how we can overcome all these difficulties and bad qualities in our life, it's very difficult to follow all those instructions. Then Jai Shri Gurunthaya Radharat Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So then, naturally, we need some shortcut. Shortcut. What is that shortcut? Narada Muni explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he says, to overcome tamoguna, you have to come at least to rajoguna. And to overcome rajoguna and tamoguna, you have to come to sattoguna. And to overcome sattoguna, you have to come to vishuddha sattva. Nishtray gunya bhava arjuna. Which is very difficult, takes many lifetimes. Bahunam janmanamante. Ishatu antakata papam jananam punya karmanam. Many tadvandva moha nirmukta. It takes many lifetimes. No joke. In this very small lifetime, we're just not able to make it. So, we want some shortcut. I'm very sorry, no time. So then Narada Muni says, all these things you can achieve by faithfully serving spiritual master. That's it. Same thing is bhayadviti abhiniveshatasya. Because we are identifying ourselves with this bodies. That's why we are full of fear. But spiritual master, like in the commentary to the shloka, bhayadviti abhiniveshatasya, Srila Prabhupada explains in the end of his commentary, he says that spiritual master, he is non-envious. His non-enviousness manifests in how he distributes Krishna to everyone without discrimination. This is his equality, Prabhupada said. This is my equality. I am not equal. Somebody asked him, Swamiji, but sadhu has to be equal to everyone. But Prabhupada said, but I am not equal. Demons have to be chastised. They have to be, I am not equal. But Uttamadhikari, he can see everybody equal. But I am not Uttamadhikari, Prabhupada said. Of course, we know he was. But Prabhupada said, no, I have to discriminate. And I have to chastise rascals. Samsarinam karunayaha purana gukhyam. For the benefit of other living entities. So, Srila Prabhupada said, this is actually equality of spiritual. He is non-envious. He gives Krishna to everyone. And to highest degree, this non-enviousness was demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu. They give Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai, they give everything, topmost to the lowest. Take it. That's why when we are worshipping non-envious Vaishnava, Krishna se tomara, Krishna diti paro, tomara shakati achi. Amito kangala, Krishna Krishna boli. Dhaitave pache pache. So we actually begging non-envious Vaishnava, please give me Krishna. Krishna is yours. Because by sitting in Krishna is sitting in your heart, Govinda Vishram, right? Very, very important. To accept the order of spiritual master, Ekeha Kuru Nandana. So Prabhupada also explains that success of disciple depends on how he will accept wholeheartedly the order of spiritual master. In fact, and also after he has the Shraddha to spiritual master, to his order, then he starts to listen from him. And listen what? Because real spiritual master, Prabhupada said, he speaks nothing but Krishna Katha. And real disciple also want to hear only nothing but Krishna Katha. Yadi Krishna Katha Shrayam. I want to hear everything whatever related to Krishna Katha. And by like Narada Muni also explains to Srila Vyasadeva, he says, but listening Krishna Katha from non-envious Vaishnava will purify our heart. Yasyam Vaishru Yamanaya Krishne Paramapuruse Bhaktir Utpadyate Pumsam Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. Same thing, Shoka Moha and Sada Bhayaya. All these things can be destroyed by listening Krishna Katha. Listening from whom? Satam prasanga mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katham tad jasanatva asva apavarga vartmani shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishiti. So we can get that bhakti by associating with sat, satam, not asat. Asat satyaga, e Vaishnava. Satam prasanga mama virya samvido. Karnarasayana katham. So we can listen. Shravadari shuddha chitta kuriya udoy. By listening, we have to organize and arrange our life in such a way so we can listen from pure devotees. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Constantly. Apratihata. No interruption. By pouring this constantly with full faith in instructions, we can take this very seriously. And we can understand Krishna. In fact, I was going through the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in 11th canto, I like this shloka very much. It's in 11th canto, 14th chapter, and the shloka number 26, it is explained that Krishna Katha, this kind of Krishna Katha, can be like medicine for the blind eye. And it is explained, it is said, when a diseased eye is treated with medical ointment, it gradually recovers its power to see. Similarly, as a conscious living entity cleanses himself of material contamination by hearing and chanting the pious narrations of my glories, Krishna say, Guna Kathamritam Nivritta Tarshair Upagiya Manam Bhavau Shiddhi Chutra Manobhiramat Sa Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat. Guna anuvadat. When we are listening, this is bhava aushadhi. Medicine for the heart. Contaminated heart by all this kamagni, krodagni. Many viruses are there. So this is antivirus. Antimirus. Against maya. When you are listening Krishna katha, Srinatam swa katha Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridantastu yabhadrani vidunati sohritsatam. So this is abhadrani. These impurities will go away slowly and steadily. Sure. So he said, he regains his ability to see me, the absolute truth, in my subtle spiritual form. So it's very, very much important to take order of spiritual master and to listen from him. Not only to listen, we have to follow. Audio and video should go together. We have to, you know, take instructions and execute it and follow it. We were giving example that Srila Prabhupada, he bind us to one pillar, like one pillar. Okay? This pillar is Krishna. He very mercifully went to America. He took all these troubles. And he went to America, and from America everything started. And he traveled all over the world. And he picked each and every one of us. And tied us very to Krishna. Right? And I was saying yesterday to one devotee that now we are bound to Krishna. Even you want to enjoy material life, sometimes happens, these desires pop up and devotee want to sing, not yet, we have to little bit enjoy life. Tin din ka jivan ho bhog karo tora. And we can just go and enjoy life. But once, like one Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, he said, Bhagavan jisko alingan karte chorna kaise nahi jante hain. Once he embraced you, and he is very nice lover, when it, so tightly he embraced, he will not leave you. And when devotee is going to enjoy, still Krishna will be in front of them, like this. He will not allow you to enjoy. Because Krishna will not allow you back. It's only a question of time when he will pull you back. So anyway, sometimes as Kapila Dev explains, we have one Prakrita Bhakta, Kanishta Adhikari, he's Prithak Bhavam, this is independent mentality is there, though we are bound to this pillar which is called Krishna, but still sometimes devotees we have 360 degree independence. Gumti Pani Bhakti Yogi, Bhakti Pani Gumti Yogi. Running, I like this temple, I don't like this temple, I like this authority, I don't like this authority, I'll go to Mayapur, no, I don't like Mayapur, so much going on, I want to go, no, I want to get married, or maybe. They just jumping, and I have seen after many years, I call them tourists, you know, tourists, spiritual tourists, transit. But when I come to temple, you see, and I can see Pitamahas, Bhishma Pitamahas, old devotees, it gives such a joy to our heart, seriously. Like I see so many wonderful old devotees, those who are like pillars of this temple. It gives joy. that process is working, and it's called nishtha. And you know what we need to do for the nishtha? This is one pillar is there, Krishna. But that another pillar which we have to tie it ourselves, willingly. Willingly take inconveniences. This is guru order. Yatha deve tatha gurau tasyaiti kathina hyartah prakashante mahad. It becomes nishtha. Bhalo na bhalo matra seva kori. When somebody takes order of spiritual master as a life and soul, Guru Deva Tatma, Srila Prabhupada said, I may or may not be pure, doesn't matter. But because I am taking order of my spiritual master, apna Guru Maharaj ke liye, santushti ke liye, main ye sankalp uthaya hun. Prabhupada said, but as the order of my spiritual master, I took this and I went to the West. Not because I wanted. In fact, Prabhupada said, I was horrified. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came and dreamed and told him, called him, come, take sannyas. He said, I was horrified. Khattam. Fearful. But for the sake of Krishna, we can take this stretch. I was telling the other day that you can never discover new land unless you are willing to give up the sight of seashore. If you want to be somewhere around the seashore, then you can never discover new land. But Srila Prabhupada, he was willing to give up sight of comfortable zone, and he went in unknown place without fear. Abhaya charanavindure bhajahure mana srinandanandana abhaya charanaravindure. So no fear, because he had full faith in the order of spiritual master. That's why this is spiritual nishtha. And I believe in Gopatapani Upanishad there is one story about the gopis, when Durvasa Muni came to Vrindavan and gopi became to know about that. And they wanted to serve him because he is a partial manifestation of Lord Shiva. By pleasing him, he is easily getting angry, but he can also be easily pleased. And they wanted to feed him like anything. They took all these different items and they came to the river. But they had to cross the river. And they just could not cross it. How to cross it? So they asked him, how we can cross? And Rasamani said, you don't worry, you just come to Yamuna and said, on behalf of Krishna Brahmachari, please give us way. What? Krishna Brahmachari? Gopi say, we are speaking about gopis. Maybe he's Brahmachari for somebody else, that's okay. But we know who is he. But no, but you have to say that. Okay, Jai Shagya. They had full faith, okay. And because they applied that mantra with full faith, it's Avichintya Tattva, it's very, very bewildering. Achintya Bhida Bhida Tattva, but how come? But actually he is. Bhishma Pitamaha says, Krishna is better Brahmachari than me. Bhishma says. Because to be Brahmachari, it doesn't matter to become only Sannyasi Tyagi. We have seen in Kumbha Mela, in Magh Mela. Ek Hazar At Maha Mandaleshwar Tyagi Maha Akhara Maha Pagal Baba. And this Pagal Baba has five wives and he has whatever, so many, many things going on. And as soon as you touch him, immediately Ahankara Vimudatma. Seriously. Vikyana Vacho Vigam Manasakruda Vigam Jiva Vigam Udrapasta Vigam Vitan Viganya Visahita Dhira. Only that person. But so many things, just show bottle. It's not criticism, but we have not to criticize, but we have to analyze. Vyabuharana Jayante, Prabhupada said, by symptoms. So okay, they said Krishna is Brahmachari, they easily passed. And they fed Durvasa Muni. Aha, Ramji ka chiriya, Ramji ka khet, kub khav chiriya, bhar bhar ke pet. Bahut khilaya usko. They just fed him like anything. And Durvasa Muni was sitting. Very nice. And then gopis became very happy, so they have to go back. And they ask him, well, how we can go back? He said, well, you tell Durvasa Muni eating only dhruva grass. And they said, but we have seen you have eat barbar chopan bhog. How we can say that you are eating dhruva grass? You have to say that. Okay? Okay. Jai Sagya. Amar Guru, Amar Murkhu Dekhu Koriya Sasan. He told me, just dance, eat prasadam, and go back to Godhead. But what? No but. Chan Hare Krishna Katam. You read Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. You just read it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced that Brahmana and said, you understand the essence. This pandits, they don't have any hope. Hopeless case. Patant adhaha. They again fall down to this material world. But this simple, you know, many plenty of stories, no time. I'll tell you just one few stories. How simple, illiterate, Prabhupada said, simple, illiterate people, grihasthas, in such a renounced mood, they went and blessed with Krishna consciousness. You know this, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Malati Mataji. They went to London and found George Harrison and said, but few grihasthas, they spread Krishna consciousness in all Europe. I remember Brahmananda Prabhu was telling, Prabhupada used to tell this globe, you know, geographical, Brahmananda will go Africa, like lottery ticket, you know. Yes, sir. Next day, out. Or whatever. You go to Japan. You go to China. Tawang Krishna Maharaj. I'll end up on the moon or in China. I said, oh, good idea, China. Go to China. But, go. Yes, sir. Yes. No arguments. Interesting. It's very difficult. Because real humility means to do not what you want, but what he wants. And not to do what he doesn't want and you want. Bhakti is about sacrifice. Not because I want.com. No. So that's why Priyatvarat Maharaj, Lord Brahma, he came and said, you have to get married. Okay. You telling me, I will do it as you like. So because that innocent faith in the instructions of spiritual master, success comes automatically. Prakashanti Mahatmanaha. Because we cannot get Krishna's mercy by our own endeavor. Cannot. But by surrendering to the order of spiritual master, it comes automatically. Mukham garuti vachalam phalgum langayati igrim tat kripatamaham bande Sri Gurun Dinatarine. Miracle will take place. And when disciple can see that Krishna is using him as a nimitta matra bhava sarva sachin, he starts to feel great happiness. Wow! Amazing! Krishna, please, nachau nachau, please make me dance. Make me dance as you want. You want to go me to hell? Fine. Swarga pavargana rakesh apituljartha darshinaha. I will go as you like. Because by our own endeavor, we can never grab Krishna. Avichintya tatve. These great yogis, sadhus, babas, akharas, mahamandaleshwaras, they trying. But, supyasti yatrapadasim avichintya tatve, he never understood. Srimad Bhagavatam says, rahu ganai tattapasana yati na chijjaya nirvapanat grihadva na chandasa nirva janagi jalagni surir vinamahat padarajo abhishekam. Not by heavy tapasya, not by sitting in the water, not by putting fire on the head, not by first-class management of big shloka shastra, bhakti vaibhava bhakti shastri. Naya matma balahinena labhya namidhyana bahunam shrutina. You can never get Krishna. Unless you put the lotus dust of the lotus feet on your head. And what is that dust? Instructions. And we should not be from one side, we should not be foolish. In 434, Prabhupada explains, foolish questions are prohibited. Blind following also prohibited. So that's why those who are very intelligent, Sumedhasaha, he can take instructions of spiritual master and apply in their life. Success is guaranteed. We know that story about the disciple, foolish disciple, when they were going, you know, with Guruji. And then Srimad Bhagavatam fall down. And Guru told me, Hare, Pagale, why didn't you pick it up? Guruji, because you didn't give me order. And the order of spiritual master most important, I am following only order. Come on, this is common sense. You have to pick it up. Okay, I'll pick up. So Guru said, I'm giving you order. Whatever fall down from the horse, you have to pick up. Okay, Jai Sagya Maharaj. And he picked up and he was going ahead and then the horse started to pass too. Guruji Adish Didiya. And he took chadar. and collected everything and just put, Guruji, this is, take. He cannot apply his brain, intelligence. No, no, Guruji, you know, you have to write down to me what I have to pick up, what I should not pick up. Okay, you fool. Okay, Bhagavatam girega, uthao. Whatever, something, you know, chadar, uthao, some puja paraphernalia, you have to pick it up. So many things he wrote down. Okay, so disciple, oh, very nice. Now I am saved. For all life I am saved. Guruji ka adesh mila. And then they were going, and then some dogs came. And this horse, Guruji fall down. So he, Guruji to list me nahi hai. Chalo, 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 chalo. Guruji list me nahi hai. He is not in the list. So sometimes we getting things done so very, very nicely. But we are offending Vaishnavas. We are offending and challenging Guru sometimes. But, Guru Maharaj, but, what but? So that's why, bhalo na bhalo matra seva kori. And since we have entering marathon, I would like to conclude. Should I tell you one small marathon story? Something from experience, but something I just heard from my friend, very close friend. Because, bhaya dviti abhinivishatasya, when we have these material desires, we will experience fear. But if we just following the order like an army, sarkar aapko bhej diya na, kya lena dena? Even you don't have any fear to go afraid because you are protected by the order. Along with the order, we're getting shakti. And that's true. One devotee, he was distributing books. Distributing books. Actually, real humility is following order of Guru. It means you have to do something which you don't like. And you can do it only when you are humble. Amani tumadam bhitvamahim sakshanti rarjavam. Right? So this is acharya upasanam kshaucham. Anahankara evachar. Krishna says, this is humility. Simply follow order of Guru. You like or don't like. So, he told him, go and book for book distribution. And in the West, we used to go from house to house. Okay? And from house to house, when you ring in the bell, door open. And you don't know what is going to come out from there. Jai Shri Gaurantaya, Sri Hari, Chidaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. You never know who is going to come out. Sometimes dog, whoa, 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 sometimes drunkard people, sometimes you don't know. So that devotee, and door open, a big guy, big huge wrestlers, you know. What is this? He said, well, this is books, we have books. What books? He just grab him inside. Oh! Just put him inside. What is the book? This is Hare Krishna books. What? Krishna is not God. Jesus is God. Oh, no, no. You have to say that Krishna is not God, okay? And the devotee said, no, no, no. Krishna is God. What? So there were two guys more. Like, it was gangs group. I don't know. Some guys were there. So they grabbed him and took him to the balcony. And they pulled him from the balcony like this. Like this. Upside down, you have put him like this. Now you have to tell that Krishna is not God. One, two, three. It's kind of, you know, skyscraper. And they're putting him like this. Tell, otherwise we will drop you now. And beep, beep, pop, 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 beep, beep, beep. Traffic is, we can just drop you. Krishna is not God. Krishna is God. Namaste. Krishna is God. Krishna is not God. And they're putting deeper and deeper. Krishna is not God. One, two, Krishna is not God. Krishna is God. Okay, I think we have to buy this book. This is real Hare Krishna. It's not fake. And they bought the book from him. So that devotee was, whew, pasina hai, babriva. This is test. You see? Don't think that it will be like so only dikhawa. I don't know, in India maybe, sometimes maybe also there. So our faith and trust will be tested. And what I really want to conclude with today, it comes to my mind name of Namahata Prabhu. Maybe you have heard this name in Vrindavan. He left body in Vrindavan actually. So he was following order of his spiritual master. Pakka, eke hai Guru Nandana. When you have the determination, Utsahani Shad Dharyat, you, Mahaphali Shukha Dashanam doesn't matter. Like we give example of the arrow, when you're shooting the arrow, it goes inside. When you, it's a little bit difficult, but when you shoot the arrow, it goes very, very deep. So nobody can take it out. In Maya, nobody can take you out from that determination aim. But if you don't have that enthusiasm and determination and faith, it will not even reach. We will die before end even. Not like sometimes we like to do what we like to do. One boy, he was shooting arrows like this in one village, and his all arrows were hitting bullseye, all of them. So everybody became so surprised. Kitna bahut badhiya aadmi hai. What is the secret? How he is shooting the arrows and all of them going in the middle? Very surprising. What is the secret? And he never told to anyone. I will not tell my secret. So one day, all the villagers, they came chupki, you know, and they wanted to check how he is doing. So you know what he was doing? He was shooting the arrows, and then when arrows were shooted, he went inside to the arrows and then start to draw the circle. After shooting the arrows, he was drawing the circles. So sometimes we are doing seva and then drawing the instructions of our authorities around what we want to do. And we're trying to adjust these instructions to our desires. But actually, we have to take ready-made instructions. Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute my books. This Namahat Prabhu in Italy, I believe, he was distributing so many books, but actually before Krishna consciousness, he was using drugs. And he was actually addicted. But one day he decided, I will join Krishna consciousness. I will become Brahmachari. And just one day before he joined temple, two friends came to him. Just last day, they said, chalo, theek hai, our ek series, one time more we can just use drugs and put some drugs. And he said, temptation was there for material enjoyment. Okay, let me just enjoy. And they used one syringe, you know, and they used his drugs. And next day he went and became Brahmachari. So after some days, his friend called him, hey, you know, unfortunately we got AIDS, me and our friend, you please check yourself also, because we were using the same machine. So he was horrified. My God. He went and checked and he found that he also has AIDS. Okay? What to do? So very soon his friends died. And this Namahata Prabhu, he was still alive, but he decided, I'll dedicate my whatever left life I have, I'll dedicate to book distribution, bus. And he every day, he used to go for book distribution as if this is his last day. You know, you never know. Kal mokha milega ki nahi. Jo kal kare to aaj, jo aaj kare to ab. Pal mein pralaya hogi, bahuri karoge kab. So he was going every day, book distribution. And he became so top book distributor. I will just give you some small glimpse. And he never ever, you can never find his name in score. In those days, book distribution marathon, his name was never known to anyone, though he was the top book distributor in the world. How many books he was distributing? One devotee from Mayapur, he said, sannyasis and us, we used to write down our application form to get chance to help him to book distribution, to do book distribution, just to be for some time with him, to see how he is doing, to be his secretary, to carry his attache, to be with him. So because it was such a big booking list, not everybody can get chance. So we have to book our being with him months before. And one day he said, I went to one office, that devotee from Mayapur. He said, and I was distributing books. And I was trying to present Bhagavatam set to one boss. Excuse me, this is a very nice book, please buy. And that man said, I already have. So that devotee was thinking, well, everybody is saying like that. Mere paas hai, Gita press ka kitab hai mere paas, nahi chahiye. So he was thinking that man, he is giving excuse only. But he insisted, please take, it's very nice. You have one more. If you have even, you take one more for your relatives or something as a gift. He said, I have one more also. Why don't you want three of them, Sitaram, Lakshman, three please. take three. I have three also. So that devotee was thinking, he is teasing me actually. And then he was insisting, but till that man he said, you don't believe me? Come, I will show you. And he took him to go down. And when he entered that godown and opened the door, he saw they have full godown, like BBT godown of Bhagavatam sets. This is one devotee, Namahata Das, he came and distributed to me all these sets. For me and for all members of my company. So this devotee, he said, I was feeling myself like Brahma, as a mosquito amongst, you know, elephants. He understand actually, I was trying to give one book, Bhagavatam set, but Namahata Prabhu was preaching to people. And you know, New Year gifts, they buying some wine or something. Instead of that, he convinced that man, for each and every worker, to buy one Bhagavatam set. So they got full godown. His scale was so big. But then after 12 years, he didn't die 12 years. After 12 years, his body became deteriorated. Decayed, you know, everything. So he decided to go to Vrindavan. And he went to Vrindavan, to Prithu Prabhu's ashram. It's many years ago. Just near to, behind Krishna Balaram temple. And he was lying there. And to make it short, when he was, devotees went for Mangala Arati. And when they came back, they found him lying down with a big smile. Like this. And he left his body. As if, you know, Lord Chaitanya or Radharani personally came and just took him. And he was just as if he saw someone. Big smile. We are speaking about person who has AIDS and his body paining like anything. So Krishna himself comes. Srila Prabhupada personally will come. If he simply follow the order of spiritual master. Because we have the first class movement. Srila Prabhupada, first class spiritual master. And he is most humble. Because he was following order of his spiritual master. And somebody said, Prabhupada, we are distributing simply wonderfuls. And Prabhupada said, because you are simply wonderful. All of you, simply wonderful. And your Krishna is also simply wonderful. And our process is simply wonderful. And somebody said, and our philosophy is simply wonderful. And somebody said, Srila Prabhupada, simply wonderful. That's alright. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we pray and wish that your temple become number one. But you should become last number, not number one. Temple should become number one, but our name should not be there. We have to be Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa. Dasa, Anudasa, Bhavitasni Bhuyak Manaksmareta Shupadar Gunams. And Krishna likes it very much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we can stop now because we have marathon. Yes, we have some question. Jagannandan Prabhuji. Mic.
In your class you are repeating many times we have to surrender to a spiritual master, a spiritual master, a spiritual master. Nowadays, I'm talking practical sense, devotees are not using their common sense. I got trouble by repeating the same kind of thing. Recently, one devotee, when I was bhakti director, that time, we were very strong, 70 or 80, Jasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Jasya Prasada, he said, you told that thing, and I surrendered to my spiritual master, and he fell down. So, you know, when you are saying, you say prasada, then there are also seven stranger up also. So, we talk that we also have to use common sense. When Shastra said spiritual master, there are category of a spiritual master. You don't identify with a person, but tattva, the siksha guru, diksha guru, etc. Unfortunately, we identify only with diksha guru, which is, big mistake. And then later on we lament. So we have to understand the Guru Tattva. That's most important. Just, you know, Guru is a position. Just like Prime Minister is a position. And anybody who qualify can be Prime Minister. So anybody who qualify can become Guru. You know, there's Shiksha Guru, there's Diksha Guru. The whole thing is that, you know, Sadhu, Shastra and Guru are three checkpoints we have. So I just wanted to make a point that this should be make more clear. Devotee should not, as nicely an example of the disciple who, you know, has no head. And when the Guru fell down, said, well, he didn't write here, so he didn't pick him up. So otherwise this kind of thing leads to fanaticism. One becomes fanatic. So one has to understand Guru Tattva, Jana Bhalo Mate. Understand, and our parampara is based on siksha, not on diksha.
Thank you very much. It's very nice, very, very valid point. That's what we meant actually, because Krishna says those who are very sincere and honest, Krishna will give intelligence what has to be done. In fact, Guru is not such physical manifestation. It's tattva, it's very correctly said. Because we have seen in history of ISKCON, it is true, when somebody steps down, it doesn't mean we have to stop. Prabhupada said, if somebody has stolen your plates, don't eat from the floor, you have to buy a new one. So main thing, we are following the order siksha. And actually, this is outstanding order is there. Like we can say that also that sometimes electricity can hang, you can put in plug or you can collect to the wire. Main thing to get electricity connected. And if this is disconnected, you can connect, reconnect somewhere. But main thing, parampara should be there. It's like Guru Tattva, definitely. And if we are sincere and honest, Krishna will never allow such disciple to slip away. And this is test. Many people say, those who left, so it means they didn't understand properly the tattva philosophy. So Prabhupada said we should not be blind followers. We have to have strong equipment. And we giving example, lastly I will tell, example of sword, Chindanti Shastrani. We have to guru, sadhu and shastra. Knowledge of shastra. I was giving recently example of sword and shield. You know, Prabhupada said we declare the war to maya. Daivi hishagu nama mama maya durateya. So this is Chaitya Guru is inside our heart. And those who are not real representative of real original Guru, Adi Guru, he is not Guru. So the shield in this battlefield is faith. In Guru, Vaishnava, Sadhu, Shastra, faith, Shraddha. Because those who don't have faith in the Shastra, Guru and Sadhus, and sword is sword of knowledge. So when we're fighting with sword of knowledge, so we need some solid education, but not blind education, but based on philosophy at the same time plus faith. Thank you very much. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Radharasa Bihari Gornitaya Jagat, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Gora Premanande Haribo.